Paragraph 310 of the previous minutes, this is a survey that TD is embarking upon to look at coach and goods vehicle parking requirements around the harbour front. Comprehensive study, as you know, we get increasingly agitated by the use of the waterfront as coach and goods parking. We still get regular applications for use for this purpose, and we pushed and we're pushing, continue to push for a permanent solution to the issue of coach and goods parking, vehicle parking. I mean, to be fair to government and be fair to TD, it's a complicated issue, but we do need to see a long-term plan, I think, and a long-term strategy. Mr. Wilson Pang is here. Wilson, would you just like perhaps to comment on the study and the survey and bring us up to speed? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. We are now reviewing the policy with priority being given to the parking of commercial vehicles. We plan to conduct a detailed study in next year. When we have findings, we will surely brief members after the study.
Can you help us just a bit little on timing? You say you hope to start the study next year.
Sure.
When do you think we'll have an outcome?
I think it will take about 2 years to complete the study.
2 years?
Yes, because it's quite comprehensive, so we need about 2 years.
In which case, could I ask that we have regular updates on progress?
Sure. When we have
I don't honestly think we can wait 2 years, given all the challenges we're facing around the waterfront. So I think.
Sure, we will provide some interim report to the members during the process of the study.
All right. Members, any questions for Mr. Pang? Thank you. All right. Please, Mr. Pang, though, keep us up to date, please, on progress. Thank you. Item 418 of the previous minutes, a progress update on the Sha Tin Central Link. We've had a written response from Highways Department and MTR. If you remember, we were concerned particularly about the land take that they wanted for the by way of temporary works areas. And that response has circulated to members on the 6th of December. So if you have comments or observations on it, please let us have them as a matter of some urgency, priority. I think, to be fair to Highways and MTR, they've tried pretty hard. I think we can always say you can try harder, but I think at least the extent of the land take and the time now that they're going to occupy it is less than it was anyway. So we've improved the situation from that perspective. Item 522 of the previous minutes, protection of the harbour ordinance. We agreed, if you remember at the last meeting, that we'd set up a dedicated working group to examine the relevant issues, and particularly to look at how we might find some way to accommodate minor works around the waterfront without constantly coming up against the ordinance as a challenge and an obstacle to progress. And we're going to discuss that under item 6 of this meeting. Item 6 of this meeting. Essentially, we're going to be looking for volunteers to sit on the working party, the working group. Paragraph 10.2, crowd management measures during the events. We've invited the police to come and talk to us, and they're going to come talk to us at our next meeting about how generally they manage and deal with crowd control during major events. And it'll be interesting to hear what they have to say, and we can ask them specific questions with regard to specific events and items which may concern us. That's all I have on matters arising. Anybody anything else they'd like to raise? Thank you.